Tefo, thank you so much for making time to be with us here, Sokala Duma. And just to firstly start about Kaizer Chiefs, I mean, they've had a very tricky season, if I would call it that. They've won the Nedbank Cup, which they've, you know, broken a 10-year drought, trophy drought. But then there's also the concern of the league itself, where they finished outside the top eight for a second consecutive season. Just to start, what are your feelings on the season Kaizer Chiefs have had?
Thanks, Mr. Maidwine. It's a mixed reaction for me, based on the fact that, like you just said, that we couldn't afford to finish in the top eight, which I think should have been a target. But at the same time, we are able to break, you know, that 10-year trophyless campaign. So on that you know, aspect, I feel like it takes off a bit of pressure, you know, and it brings, you know, all stakeholders to a point where now we can say, you know what, it's no longer that bad. We managed to win something, but at the same time, there's still a long way to go. There has been a lack of consistency, both from individual players and the team as well. So I think going into the second season, I'm sure Nabi has identified areas that he needs to work on. And hopefully the management can meet him halfway in terms of giving him, should he require the budget, to go and get more quality players and fit certain departments. I hope that they meet him halfway and they can satisfy all those demands.
You talk about Nabi and planning for next season. It sounds like you believe that he should still be in charge for next season. If that's the case, why do you feel that he should still be there?
I mean, like, if you're going to get rid of Nabi now, who do you get? You know, they come and then they have to start afresh, bring in new players, introduce a new philosophy. So you're just going to have a situation that has been recurring for the past 10 years. I mean, the man managed to come in his first season and won Nedbank Cup. So I feel like that in itself should, you know, give the Chiefs faithful hope that second season would be much better. And then he's someone as well who's experienced when it comes to playing in the continent. So you just want to just maintain that momentum. So I feel like they should give him an opportunity to continue.
Yeah. What does that Nedbank Cup victory do for him going into next season? Is it a case of there's a bit less pressure and he maybe can work a bit better without the stress of having to deliver? I mean, he has to deliver still, but yeah, without that too much stress. What does this Nedbank Cup do?
Yeah, it just relieves, you know, a bit of, you know, that 10-year-old pressure that has been, you know, building up and spilling over every season. It buys him a bit of time and confidence from the supporters. I mean, like, you saw how happy the supporters were after the league, after the cup victory. So I think he should be able to, you know, ride off on that energy and just continue, you know, to build up. Because if you look at Sundowns, they are miles ahead of, you know, the pack. Pirates is, you know, has been improving for the past three seasons, you know, winning trophies here and there. So Chiefs still has a long way to go. So I feel like there needs to be patience. You can't just expect everything to change all of a sudden. So you need this man to just keep on building. You know, maybe look at challenging for the league in the next two or three seasons, you know, if you have to be realistic.
Is it a good time to go into the CAF Confed Cup? And I say this because you're trying to improve your performances in the league and make sure that you're a bit more competitive. Then you've got the continental football, which comes with its own stresses. Is it a good time for Chiefs to be returning when they still want to, you know, improve on their local form?
It's funny that, like, we are even asking, you know, that kind of a question, you know, for a team of Chiefs caliber. Like, we shouldn't be asking that. We should be expecting them to go into the continent, like, every season. But be that as it may, you know, things happen. But I feel like this is the right moment, especially with Confederations Cup. I mean, like, Stellenbosch, in their first campaign, I think, you know, they managed to go that far. So I think it's a big tournament, but not as big as CAF, not as challenging as CAF Champions League. So I think it will be a good testing ground to see where Chiefs is. Obviously, with their goals of, you know, being one of the best on the continent. Just go and test it out and see where you need to fix as well.
Yeah. Looking back at the season, what are the positives that they can take from
it? I think, obviously, the obvious one is winning Nedbank Cup. Other than that, there were situations where you win one game and suddenly you think, okay, they played well. Can we continue? Can we be consistent? And then they go and lose, probably against Eros or Marumo Gallants. So there has been a lot of negatives. But, like, I feel like the Nedbank Cup somehow, like, it just, like, you know, gives the Chiefs faithful that glimmer of hope that, like, things can change. But there's still a long way to go. We should have easily been in the top 8. That wasn't the case. That's a negative. The lack of consistency, not being able to win 3-4 games in a row, you know, it's a negative. So those are the things that needs to be fixed. We haven't had, like, a consistent goalkeeper, like in the past when Itumeleng would play almost the whole season. You know, one game it's Peterson and Dwari, and then Vuma, you know. So that has also been a problem. The striking force as well, you know. So those are the things that, like, I feel like they need to be addressed.
Yeah. You talk about the goalkeeping department. Is there a need to strengthen there, bring in someone who can be a long-term number one, or the three that are already there? There's a number one, in your opinion?
I feel like amongst the three, there's a number one. It's just a matter of where the team was confidence-wise, you know. Because, like, it takes more than just you making saves, you know, to be the best goalkeeper. It's about the defense, the men in front of you, and the synergy that you create, the combinations. So I feel like at the end of the day, we can say that, like, the goalkeeping department needs to be fixed. But if the defense is just as bad, then you're always going to have a problem. So I think it's a collective situation that needs to be fixed. But, like, I strongly feel that amongst those three, they are international caliber goalkeepers, so there is a number one.
Yeah. You talk about the defense, and I think that's the one department that Chiefs have tried their best to reinforce every season. Why are they not getting it right at the back?
Puzzles my mind every time, because for the past 10 years, how many defenders have they acquired? And it's defenders of high quality. International defenders. And I always say this, like, just like I said with the goalkeepers, it's about the combination, it's about the confidence, it's about the synergy. And, like, I feel like that's lacking, and I don't know where the problem stems. Is it a matter of communication? Do we need, you know, someone who's going to be vocal and, you know, organize and, you know, push guys, you know, to get the best out of their abilities? Like, it boggles my mind, because, like, if you look at the Angolan, is an international player, given Simango is a quality defender. Previously they had Ditokwe. Zita is a brilliant defender, but somehow the combination just seems to be, you know, eluding them at the moment. But I hope it's something that they can, you know, work on and fix in the near future, because you need strong defense in order to challenge for the league. In order to go to CAF Confederations Cup, you need a very resolute defense.
Yeah. You mentioned Ditlhoko as well. Was it a kind of a bad time to let him go during the season? Because it looked like he was also coming along quite well. Then you lose him, and maybe your options are now a bit less, even though Dave came back. But
definitely, I didn't understand. But like it looked like it was, you know, something that was beyond what was happening on the field. I don't know whether he was uncomfortable at Chiefs or... But, like, I think he's a quality defender. He should have achieved a lot at Chiefs. I just don't know what happened. But I felt like his departure was a bit, you know, premature. Like, it was a bit too early.
Yeah.
He could have stayed. He could have, you know, fought for his place in the team. Because he looked like he belonged, you know, in the team, despite, you know, all those issues that they had at the back.
Yeah. I mean, the transfer window is going to open July. Where do Chiefs reinforce?
The easiest one would be the striking force, because they haven't had, like, you know, a striker who performed, like, consistently. Chivava Viro, you know, he was promising in the beginning, but I feel like he lost confidence, and you know, the Bull Boys, they were also on his back, which was unfortunate. Sometimes they play the Congolese up front, but I think he's more effective coming from the wing. So I think up front, you know, they need, you know, like a proper finisher, someone who's gonna be consistently to be a threat up front.
Your team, when you guys won the league, I think you won twice under Baxter.
Yeah.
What made that team successful that can perhaps be used in the current generation? I know they're different generations, but is there anything from there that you could, or you feel that they could do right now?
It was just, you know, like, I always tell people that, like, what we had with that generation was we were competing amongst ourselves, you know, to be the best. And, like, when we go out there, you know, already at training, there was so much competition. There was, like, if you are playing small-sided games, like, they used to be very fierce. They used to be very competitive. And, you know, that creates a competitive culture, you know. So I don't know, because, like, I am not at proximity to what's happening now with the current generation, but I can tell you that, like, that's the edge we had. Like, just being able to say, I am the best, and, you know, representing a team like Chiefs doesn't come to just anyone. So when you have that opportunity, you want to create a legacy, and you want to win trophies and be remembered. I don't know if they have that mindset.
Yeah. Do legends ever get a chance to maybe speak to the current generation? Would that be a good or a bad thing?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, because it hasn't, that culture hasn't been created. And I think it's up to the management, you know, to create, you know, that kind of a platform. Because now I can't just go and approach Simango, Lilepo, and, like, I don't know the kind of reaction that I'm going to get. But, like, if it's in a setup where I get invited to come and talk to the team, or to talk to a group of players, maybe defenders, in my context, I think that would be more, you know, possible, you know, to get something positive out of it. But that platform doesn't exist.
Yeah. Defo, thank you so much for your time. Hope to have you back soon.
Thank you so much.